Die groot trek saam Dopie Nina. Wees daar tussen 3 en 6.
So met die verkiesing net om die draai, is al baie vrae wat ons het. En ons kan nie noodwendig alles beantwoord nie, want ons het ook nou maar net, jy weet, dieselfde
ervaring
as jy. Maar daar is mense baie slimmer as ons. En een van daai mense is saam met ons op die lyn. Wellington Radu from Future Elect. Wellington, how are you?
I'm very well, and how are you, Dupi?
No, I am fantastic. Thank you for your time, and can you just quickly tell us, what is Future Elect about? What do you guys do?
No, thanks very much, Dupi, and good afternoon, Nina, and to all your listeners. So, Future Elect is a nonpartisan organization which tries to assist and help build political engagement, particularly with young people. And what that simply means is we try and develop young leaders so that they can participate across various spheres of government, be it at national, provincial, or local, and they will be participating in political spaces. So we are wanting to develop a young, vibrant group of young people that are ethical, that can occupy these positions. Because as you know, in most of our countries, we normally have leaders that are older, predominantly men. Mm. And what we are trying to do is to encourage and build leadership, particularly when it comes to women leadership. So young women and men to occupy these positions. And we believe that by doing that, we will try and help develop our democracies. But I think what's important to highlight, Nina and Dupi, is that on the one hand, we build young and ethical leadership, right? But on the other hand, what we also try and do is to encourage citizen participation, particularly in spaces like we are in now, which is engagement not only during elections, but also beyond elections, because we might have leaders, but without an engaged and an informed citizenry, on the other hand, we won't be able to hold political parties accountable.
Definitely.
That's amazing, Wellington. So we went out and we spoke to a few listeners, or not even listeners, just people in our community, finding out, you know, if they are going to vote. And we realized that there are a lot of first-time voters, and Even for non-first-time voters, it can be a stressful time, because you really want your vote to matter. So before we get to the physical election day, beforehand, how can you prepare yourself for voting day?
Look, that's a very good question, Nina, because all of us are anxious, I suppose, about the 29th. We have already seen some special votes being cast in different parts of the world, and we see the queues there. But I think what's critical at this point is to just highlight what we should expect when we get to the voting station, because then that takes away the anxiety that some of your listeners might have. So you would recall that previously in national and provincial elections, we would just vote on two ballots. This time around, we will have three ballot papers. And this comes as a result of a ruling that has now become known as the New Nations ruling, really, where the Constitutional Court ruled that independent candidates can also contest elections at national and provincial level. And so to give effect to that, what the IEC had to do was to ensure that there is an inclusion of independent candidates. So the three ballots are going to work as follows. So the first ballot will be a national ballot. And this ballot is the one that you will use to cast your vote for the first 200 seats in parliament that are reserved for political parties. So this ballot paper will only have political parties, and it will be the same for everyone across the country. Now, the second ballot is the regional ballot, and this one will be used to cast a vote for the other 200 regional seats in the National Assembly. Now, this ballot paper has both independent candidates and political parties, and it will differ from province to province. But what's important is just understanding that this, again, is for a vote for the National Assembly, but from the regions, which are essentially provinces. And then the last ballot is the provincial ballot, and this one is for seats in one of the provincial legislatures. Again, it will have both independent candidates and political parties, but then it's specific to each province as they are different. So you will be then required to mark on all three of those ballots, choosing a candidate or a political party that should represent you either in the National Assembly or the provincial legislature. Now, that's very important because it will help people to go there prepared and make an informed choice when they get to the voting booth. Mm.
So, Wellington, this is probably going to be our last question, but we see this every election year that, you know, the news covers spoiled ballots, papers that aren't valid or votes that aren't valid. What, in essence, can happen on voting day that'll make your vote null and void and not count towards a vote?
Yeah, look, I think the IEC has got guidelines and it's very clear there. I think perhaps the one thing that I should just highlight is that what's important is that if you make a mistake, I think what the IEC does is that it allows you to then correct that mistake that is before you cast your vote. So in other words, you can request for another ballot paper before you cast it. So you can't do it after the fact.
Okay.
So I think that's an important thing. But the guidelines are on the IEC website. It's clear there. The other thing that's also important is that when you get to the voting station, there are obviously a number of people that are there. And what that simply means is that you should be prepared to either wait for quite a bit of time. But the IEC has ensured that there are over 23,000 voting stations across the country. So I'm sure they will take care of that. But I think just being prepared to wait is something that we should be concerned about, particularly because in this election we have over 27 million, in fact almost 27.8 million registered voters, and that is the highest we have had since democracy. And so there are quite a number of people. Yeah.
Now, Wellington, I'm going to leave you with this. Last year or the last election, I know some of the people that were in line with me know they were registered. They made sure that they were registered and they checked it beforehand, but they weren't able to find the names on the voter's roll at the different stations. What happens in that situation?
Look, that's a very, very important question, I think, and obviously the IEC would be better placed to answer that question. But what I do know, Dupi, is that everyone had an opportunity to inspect the voter's roll, and so if you had done this beforehand, you should ordinarily not face these challenges. And this is why the IEC makes sure that citizens have got access and they can check whether their names are in on the voter's roll and where they are going to be voting from. So I would advise that rather than going there and finding out after the fact, it's better you check on the IEC website. There are links there that you can click on, and then you can check where you are registered to vote, and then you go and cast your vote. But if you are not registered, really, I don't think there is anything that you can do, because you won't be allowed to vote. The only thing that will happen is that once this election is over, the IEC will open another opportunity for the next election. Then you can register and get your name on the voter's roll.
Well, Wellington, thank you so much for your time, and thanks for clarifying some of the misperceptions and the questions that we've had. So what it boils down to is, one, you have to go vote. Every South African needs to go vote. And two, if you are there and you are slightly confused, there will be enough people from the IEC there to assist you, as long as you just ask for assistance.
Yes, that's very true, Dupi. I know that each voting station has got an officer from the IEC who is responsible for that voting station, and that presiding officer is supported by a number of other staff from the IEC. Obviously, there are also observers, national and international observers, as well as party agents at the polling stations. But I think I wish your listeners all the best on the 29th, and I just encourage them to go and cast their vote, because when we do cast our vote, we are giving politicians the power to make decisions on our behalf, and we should do that knowing what they are capable of doing, what they're going to do, and we should hold them accountable, not only now, but even beyond the poll. When they are elected in office, there are different mechanisms that we can use as individuals, as groups, to hold politicians accountable until the next election.
Thank you so much, Wellington. Have a good day.
Thanks, Wellington.
Thanks, Nina and Dupi, and I hope you will have us going forward.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's Wellington from Future Elect.
Kuier Maandag tot Vrydag saam Dupi en Nina 3 tot 6 net hier op die Groot Trek op Groot FM 90.5.